So this is a question about currency and value. And at the end of the day, he's asking, how do you measure the value in terms of currency? And of course, this is very difficult because of the level to which our currency is being manipulated. The level to which the Federal Reserve prints money, distributes money, the effect this has both on prices, also on other on the relationship between our currency and other currencies, and its relationship to gold, and so on. So I don't have a clear answer. At the end of the day, the value of the currency is what it's able to purchase. It's the other way around, right? What can you buy with it? If you can buy more, then the currency's value has gone up. If you can buy less, then the value of the currency has gone down. Of course, this is hard because what you're buying changes from year to year, certainly from decade to decade, from century to century. The types of products, you can't compare a computer to a calculator to a sliding ruler, right? So these are completely different products, and it's hard to put into your economic calculation the value of innovation, the value of a far superior product. You can measure the value of the currency in terms of gold. I think long-term, this is a good way to do it. I think long-term, the value of gold, the purchasing power of gold is relatively stable. At least I think that's true. But again, you could have distorted periods. You could have periods in which people are buying gold for speculative reasons, that the marketplace is valuing gold wrongly, if you will, not based on its purchasing power, not based on its value as a currency, in a sense, as money, but for other reasons. And so in the short run, you can have distortions. In the long run, gold is probably as good of a way to measure the value of a currency as any. But it's still complicated. What is the long run? And all of these economic calculations are very, very complicated because of how distortive the mixed economy is and how sophisticated our central bankers have come in distorting the market, in distorting the value of money.